Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. I'm the supervisor on the floor. How may I assist you?
Hi, Lena. I'm looking at my visa statement for the month of May, and there is a charge that is from your company. Transaction date, it looks like, was on May 14th, and it was in the amount of $59.89, something I never bought. So, I would like to have that charge reversed.
Can you please verify your first and last name and your address for me?
Certainly. My name is Patricia Haga. My address is 1015 Hazeldale Road, and that's Castle Rock, Washington, 98611.
Okay, thank you. I see that your account is canceled. I also see that you entered in for a chance to win a kitchen mixer. By doing so, you also agreed to sign up to our meal plan app called Bite Sub.
I do not recall that, any of it, no.
Okay, well, I can issue you a $55 refund because there's a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Oh, even though I did not, it wasn't something I did, you can't give me a full refund?
I can issue a $55 refund on both those charges.
So the total charge I see here on my Visa statement is $59.89.
You were charged twice.
And what do you mean by that? I was charged twice.
You were charged on 4/15/22 and 5/15/22.
4/15 and 5/15. And okay, I don't have my statement out for the 4/15. I will check that, but the are you seeing on the 5/15 charge that it is 59.89?
Yes, ma'am. They both are $59.89.
Okay, and I would like both of those reversed because it is not something that I charged.
I can issue you a $55 refund on both those charges. The refund will take 3 to 5 business days to appear back in your account.
And is that 50, what did you say again? 55 what?
$55.
Even?
Yes, ma'am, on both the charges.
So a total of 110, is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
There anything else I can assist you with today?
Well, actually, no. What company do you represent?
I'm a third-party call center. I represent over 300-plus different companies, with the one that you're calling right now is ByteSub.
Can you spell that for me?
BITESHUB.
BITASHUB.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Not one that I recognize at all. And what is your name, please?
Lena.
Lena. And you're a supervisor, are you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate your help today, although I am disappointed that I can't get 100% charge off on this on these when this is a fraudulent claim, it's ridiculous that I have to pay anything. Is there anyone else that can help me with this so that I can have complete satisfaction?
Well, there's a $5 non-refundable setup fee, ma'am. I've already issued you 2 refunds for $55.
Okay, even though this is a fraudulent thing and I did not charge it. I mean, it's not my fault. So, I am disputing that $5 setup.
Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Only if you can agree that you'll refund that $5.
I've already issued you two refunds for $55.
I understand that, but the setup fee is not my problem.
Yes, ma'am, there's a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
And what do I have to do to dispute that?
Well, we won't be able to refund the $5 because it's a non-refundable setup fee.
So I'm just out my $5, right?
I issued you two $55 refunds.
But that's not a complete refund. I appreciate the refund, but I want complete satisfaction with this, and you can't do that for me?
I've already issued you a refund, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Yes, I would like that $5 setup fee refunded too.
I've already issued you a refund for $55 twice.
Okay, well, I think that I will have to report this to the Better Business Bureau. I appreciate the refunds, but I'm not completely satisfied, so I guess we're done.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye.